hopefully this is a sign that we're going to be able to live with COVID in a bit more of a pragmatic way, because the thing that is affecting us, like it's affecting everyone else, is we've got staff off isolating with very mild symptoms, which is just something we're just having to manage.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the big things that they want to try and sort out, because it is affecting obviously all different industries. How important now is testing going to become? And I mean, how regularly do you think, in fact, we should all be testing?
I think it does depend, doesn't it? And I think, you know, like all these things, as the pandemic eases and becomes less severe, I guess we're going to be testing less in healthcare settings. We're still going to be doing lateral flow tests twice a week, because it is particularly important that in our environment, where we might come into contact with people that are vulnerable still for all sorts of reasons, that we aren't unknowingly COVID positive. I don't quite know what the regulations are going to be for the rest of the population. It's just very hard to keep track of it all.
And you've mentioned already that symptoms now, thankfully for many people, are not as severe as they were. I guess some people are confusing it with the common cold now, or they could well do, and kind of dismiss it a bit and forget to test.
Yeah, and it's really tricky. I mean, I think although the official guidance on what the symptoms of COVID-19 as a disease haven't actually changed, the reality on the ground is that it has. And I think most doctors would accept now that symptoms suggestive of a cold, a sore throat, a runny nose, just feeling really quite fatigued, they are all symptoms. So for me, if someone phones me about those symptoms, then I would say you need to get a COVID test. And as they're symptomatic, it needs to be a PCR test, not just a lateral flow.
Yeah, I guess it's important that that still continues, so we do pick up any other variants, I guess, because there's still a chance, isn't there? There might be something different.
I think so. Yeah, look, I'm no expert, and I did not have, you know, predict or think that we'd get Omicron over the winter. And I think you're right, that there has to still be that risk that other variants could come into being, and they could still cause a threat to the health system.
How we've moved forward, though, how much does that show us that the vaccine has worked wonders and has really, really kind of changed the game as far as this is all concerned?
I just think from my perspective, I remember last year in the pandemic, when people weren't that well vaccinated, just having to send people, a lot of people into hospital. Some of them were really, really sick. Some of them died. And this year, I just haven't had to do that. And that is all because of vaccination. And that's just me from a personal perspective as a GP looking after my community. So yeah, it's made a huge, huge difference. And it is still really important that people continue to get vaccinated and continue to get boosted as well. I still think that's really important.
And do you think this is a kind of showing us that we are now starting to live with coronavirus, and perhaps this is how we're going to have to go for quite a long time?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, there's lots to be optimistic about. I mean, the health service is still under a huge amount of strain and stress because there are still people in hospital with the coronavirus. And also the fact that in hospitals, particularly in these acute settings, makes it very difficult for them to staff, makes it very difficult for them to get their normal throughput of patients. And it's increasingly difficult to move patients out of hospital into a suitable sort of step down community care if they can't go straight home. So in some respects, we're learning to live with it, but the health and social care system is really, really struggling to learn to live with it. And that does need some thinking about, and I suspect some support and resource going forwards.